United Nations of Crime, How Mirabella Became a Magnet for Gangsters. One morning last autumn, a dozen or so locals were eating breakfast at a cafe under a clear Mirabella sky in front of the offices of the Special Organized Crime Response Unit, Greco, on the Costa del Sol. The property is nondescript, an obtrusive building in the working-class neighborhood, and only someone with a sharp eye for detail might notice the two security cameras monitoring the front entrance. The cafe's regulars drank coffee and ate toast, unaware that only 24 hours earlier, in another part of the city, Greco agents had rescued a man from a garage alive, but with holes drilled through his toes. It was the latest local case of a murder or kidnapping to settle a score between criminal gangs. That afternoon, in Puerto Banus, the wealthiest and most extravagant area of the city, a young British man with ties to organized crime walked out of a Louis Vuitton store and found himself surrounded by a crew of young Maghrebis, soldiers from one of the Marseille clans. They didn't want anything specific, he said. They just stared me down and said, "What's up?" They were looking for trouble. Things like this have been happening for a while now. It is getting really dangerous here, he said, with no apparent sense of irony of criminal complaining about criminality. On the same day, in New Andalusia, one of the luxury housing developments on the outskirts of the city, next to the scorched shell of the Sisu Hotel, which was set on fire in what seemed to be a settling of scores, a Rolls-Royce sped through an intersection and smashed into an oncoming car. The driver, a young man in a tracksuit and tattoos, got out and inspected the damage, clutching three mobile phones and glaring defiantly at a passersby. To be continued.